second hour of the show. And you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we go right back to your phone calls, Ryan is in California, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ryan. Ryan in California going once. Ryan in California going twice.
I heard a noise.
I thought I heard something there. All right, we'll let you go. Thanks for the call. We go to Unscreened Caller. You're on the AMP line on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, it's Xander from Illinois.
Xander, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, what I was going to call about was, I saw something about Michael Jackson's doctor. Basically, they're saying he's going to be brought up on manslaughter charges any time now.
Who is this? I'm sorry. What doctor? What?
Oh, Michael Jackson's doctor basically gave him drugs that weren't necessarily easily obtained, if you will. Like,
I see.
It was like on the drip that put you into a coma. Apparently, he was giving this every night.
Wow.
Or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty screwed up. But basically...
But that's what Michael Jackson wanted. He was just doing what his client wanted, right?
Yep.
Okay. But apparently that's illegal?
Yeah. And... So basically, they're saying any day now he'll be brought up on manslaughter charges, and if he did an overdose on him or something, maybe, I don't know, but I'm sure we'll find out about it soon and everything, but whatever.
Well,
but
that's sad. I think people should be able to buy whatever kinds of drugs they want to and shoot up as much of it as they'd like. And obviously, there's no law that was able to stop Michael Jackson from doing that to himself, if that's indeed what happened. Because he did it anyway.
Yeah.
And now they're just going to punish this guy after the fact as though he did anything criminal.
Well,
if Michael Jackson was looking for this product, he just provided it. That's all he did. There's no criminal act there.
Yeah, well, how are you going to, as a prosecutor, get your name out there when somebody important dies in your jurisdiction? Well, you know, it's a great opportunity to
grandstand.
To be the one who's tough on drugs,
promote your career over someone else's life livelihood.
Clearly, this doctor made some level of a mistake. If nothing else,
I'm sure he was paid well for this. I'm sure it wasn't a mistake. He probably just thought he would not get caught.
Well, no, I mean, he administered the drugs shortly before Michael Jackson died.
Oh, he administered them. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
He
just prescribed the drugs.
He was there in this particular instance, at least that's as I understand the story.
I know nothing about the story. So
sure.
Take your word for it.
So, I mean, yeah, did Michael Jackson take these drugs regularly? Yes, he did. I'm sure he probably took them sometimes without the doctor administering them, and probably sometimes with the doctor administering them. I'm sure his body was torn apart by abuse of drugs. It seemed like he had a very unhappy life. The doctor made some level of a mistake. Should he go to jail for it? I don't think so. I mean, his client wanted these drugs administered, from what I can tell.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, Sander?
Yeah, I mean, it just made me think of, just drugs in general, because, I mean, it just seems like we have celebrities dying just as often by prescription drugs, that it's like it's intellectually dishonest when we put them all on a different scale. Oh, this is out in the market. Oh, this isn't. And I think that's why we're seeing so many people die from, prescription drugs, if you will. So, if you put them on a level playing field, you force people to get educated about such things,
Wait, when you say putting them on a level playing field, what do you mean?
Oh, I mean, like... Just make them available,
See.
But also not considering illegal drugs in a different category because they're prohibited compared with some of the prescription drugs that are out there that people abuse as narcotics. I mean, they're really the same thing.
Thank you, Xander, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Indeed, if many of the illegal drugs were actually available, I mean, because I think that they should all be available, and I think that's what Xander was kind of getting at there, is that not only should the prescription drugs be not prescription, they should just be available to anybody that wants to purchase them. certainly the smart thing to do is to consult with an expert before you go and do something like that. Go ahead and find out what the doctor says, or do your research online, or both, and you know, get as much information as you can to make the decision, which is what you're going to do anyway. If you're going to take a drug that's prescribed to you, you're hopefully doing it as an informed choice, as an informed consumer. You're doing it because you trust, you know, the doctor's recommendation in that case. But if you know what you need to get, as many people do, they've been prescribed something once, but then they just have to keep going back because there's this refill count thing, and if the refills run out, you have to go back and get another prescription. Whereas if you know this product works for you, why do you have to go back? It's just to put more money in the doctor's pockets. That's all the prescription setup is really all about. It's about funneling money that would otherwise not have to go to those doctors, to those doctors, in order so people can get access to the products that they need. It's not like you can't go to the on-the-shelf products like Tylenol or whatever and overdose and hurt yourself with those things. So the argument that the prescription process keeps people safe is pretty absurd, because I can go poison myself tonight. All I have to do is go down to CVS and buy some stuff off the shelf and pour it down my throat. I mean, it wouldn't be a big problem to kill myself or to really seriously harm myself with off-the-shelf chemicals. So that excuse doesn't ring true at all for me. There is no excuse for the prescription process. It's nothing more than a protection racket. So you take the prescription drugs out of the prescription status, make them available, and take the illegal drugs out of the prescription status, make them available as well, because as we've seen, there have been some very interesting studies done, of course, a whole lot of them on marijuana, showing that it does amazing things for people that are very sick, whether it's multiple sclerosis or cancer patients trying to keep their medicines down, so many different things, pain reduction, a lot of it, chronic pain, a lot of it, marijuana does some amazing stuff. And we've started to also hear things about other things like ecstasy, commonly thought of as a party drug. The actual part, the drug part of ecstasy that is commonly thought of as ecstasy is MDMA. That's the actual chemical shorthand for what it is. MDMA is the product. Sometimes when you're buying it in a club, it may be mixed with other things. But giving people MDMA in a setting like with a psychologist, I believe. Is it psychologists or psychiatrists?
Psychiatrists are doctors that can prescribe drugs.
Right. It may be psychiatrists then, one or the other. Either way, a mental health specialists have been experimenting behind the scenes, because they can't do it openly or the DEA will come and stop them, with using MDMA to help people cope with traumatic events in their past, and they've had amazing success with this.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's actually the history of the drug, is it was used by these psychologists who would give it to their patients and take them back through a traumatic event, a rape, a assault, or you know, something like that. Maybe they were abused by their parents as a child, and it would allow them to disconnect and see the experience in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to find peace, and it worked for them, but it also got out and became very popular because of the euphoric feeling and so forth that you get. And then the FDA or the DEA moved in and made it illegal and stopped all the sales of it, and that's what we have today.
So you move that out of the illegal status, you move the prescription drugs out of the prescription status, and just make it all available so people can go and just get what it is that would help them the best in their situation. Plus, let's also bring in all the holistic options as well that are not allowed to be advertised as far as what their effects can be. A lot of these natural remedies, many people swear by them. Some people will say, oh, it's total bunk, but you know, if somebody says this helped them, who am I to disbelieve their story?
You know, I was kind of predisposed to believe that a lot of that natural stuff is bunk. And I don't know, but I did have a situation relatively recently where my wife looked up online what could be wrong with our cat, and she decided she was going to diagnose and treat the cat. And sure enough, she got some kind of bovine liver extract to put in the she actually had it, knew where to get this stuff, and mm-hmm. put it in the cat's food. And sure enough, his skin's cleared up. That's not the placebo effect.
No, the cat doesn't know what a placebo is.
And I took the cat to several vets, had tests run on the cat, and the vets weren't able to do it. Medical science couldn't fix my cat, at
really?
Least not to the level that I was able to, was willing to invest in the cat. I'm sure they could have taken the cat to the Mayo Clinic and you know, done all kinds of tests. But the bovine liver extract or organ extract or whatever the heck it was only cost $5.
You want to lower the cost of health care, that's one of the ways to do it, is to allow the marketplace to actually be free so people can get the best remedies, so they can recommend the best remedies, so we can all get better. More on the way here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Since Free Talk Live is your show name, if you want to take control of the airwaves, you can dial in 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark,
and we invite you online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's Sickle, C-A-I.
Let's continue taking your phone calls about anything. That is the point of the show. Ladies first, Lauren, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hey, Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so you forgot the jobs angle on the marijuana and the cocaine and the heroin and the whatever it is people want to put in their body.
What angle? Please explain.
Well, think about it. Making marijuana illegal, that was the excuse to remove hemp from cultivation. That's mm-hmm. the most widely used fiber in the world. We don't use it because somebody might smoke it and relax. We got to sell them Prozac. We got to, you know, 42-1 legal pharmaceuticals, properly prescribed pharmaceuticals cause death.
Yeah, it's very rare.
All the illegal drugs combined.
Yep, it's very rare that illegal drugs actually lead to someone dying, and typically
it's not even in the top 10 causes of death.
Oh, no, not at all.
And this is the thing. If they were really interested in helping people, they would be helping eliminate the top 10 causes of death. And what would do that? Oh, eating hemp, having enough protein, having enough minerals, having enough enzymes, having enough fatty acids.
Marijuana, as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty much a miracle drug for some people. It really does amazing.
This isn't the drug part of it. This isn't your smoke. Look, I was a drug rep. I used to sell for the sister company that sells Marinol, which is man-made THC.
Right.
Is that actually
not as good.
Is it actually sprayed onto paper and then delivered to patients? I've heard that. I don't know if it's true.
No, it's a pill, and it's fairly expensive. And I used to sell cancer drugs. I mean, you know, I was a drug rep. So, but anyway, the whole point is, and I sold head drugs. This is the thing that I'm trying to say to you. God gave us everything we need, and even if you don't believe in God, if you can look at a plant, think about what petrochemical pharmaceuticals are. They're imitations of what God made. So you're copying the THC from the marijuana, from the hemp cultivar. Meantime, the cultivar that you use for rope, for plastic, for clothes, for food, clothing, shelter, fuel, steel, 10 times stronger than steel. Remember the old ship Ironsides they just retired last year? 40,000 acres of hemp. Hemp for victory. Military, it was
hemp is stronger than steel? That's a new one.
10 times stronger than steel. Remember, Henry Ford made a car of hemp, flax, and linen in 1941.
Really?
You could run the cars
on
hemp oil.
When I think of a hemp car, I think of like Cheech and Chong's first movie where they had that car made out of marijuana bricks.
Look it. I teach my children from old books. In 1888, here's a campaign poster from Garfield and Harrison. Harrison was for protecting American production. Across the southern states, it said, protect American corn, hemp, rice, and fruits. It's like them saying, okay, you guys can't grow fruit anymore because, well, we say it's bad for you.
Yeah, someone might eat the flowers and get high.
So you can't use that. Who are these people? And the thing is, if you don't want drugs, good. If you grew industrial hemp, it would contaminate the open-air crops. I mean, you have to do it inside if you were going to do it. So, I mean, this is good for people who hate drugs. This is good. This is jobs for America. This is cars. This is plastic that is biodegradable and clean.
Yeah, it really is an amazing product, and I understand why people are so excited by it. It can do some wonderful things, which, of course, when you look and you trace back the history of marijuana prohibition, you really start to find out that it was indeed certain industrialists that were behind the whole demonization of cannabis.
That's right. For what purpose?
So they could eliminate the competition. I know it was Hearst was obviously a big newspaper man.
He was for trees. And what happened to the records between 1890 and 1920?
The records?
The records. The historical records are in horrible shape for 1890s to 1920s.
Specifically in regards to what?
They started using tree pulp paper instead of hemp. The Constitution was written on hemp. Hemp is sturdy. Hemp, you know, hemp genes last 100 years. It's good stuff. That's why it's the number one fiber in the world. But Americans, we don't grow it. Who are these people telling us, hey, cut your throat.
Criminal gangsters.
Cut your arm off.
They're criminal gangsters. They're control freaks. And they're sickos. And I thank you for the call. Appreciate the expertise tonight. And I definitely appreciate the enthusiasm. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. She's absolutely right about all of that.
Yeah, and I'm sure Lauren knows the AMA was actually studying cannabis for a number of years before the 1937 Marijuana Tax Act was passed, and they expected it to replace 50% of the painkillers on the market. They thought that this was an amazing drug that they were looking forward to developing, and when they found out that marijuana, this thing that had been just publicized in the newspapers as this horrible killer drug, yeah, when they found out that that was actually cannabis, what they were studying, they were shocked.
Right, because they were calling it by what is essentially a slang term, marijuana.
Came out of Mexico, yeah.
Right, marijuana is a slang term for cannabis, which is the actual scientific name, cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, cannabis, what's the other one, Ritalis, I think. And so cannabis is the actual term, whereas marijuana, pot, all the other names are the slang terms. And so what you're saying is they were confused by the propaganda. Mm-hmm. When they had heard about this evil marijuana, they didn't even realize the connection.
Yeah, and it was a Dr. Woodard who was consulted by the senator before the bill was passed. And he said, absolutely not. You cannot make this illegal. The senator went back and lied and said, oh, no, the AMA is in complete agreement, and it was passed.
Let's continue with your calls. Go to Gordon in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gordon.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Gordon?
Howdy. Well, I was calling. First of all, you're talking about drugs, so I have a funny Walmart story, just a short one.
Okay, sure.
My wife and I both have problems with nasal congestion, and so we buy a lot of the generic Sudafed stuff, which is one of these drugs that they now say you can't buy because people make meth out of it.
Right, you have to show them identification, and it's a real runaround to...
Yeah, you have to go through all of this stuff. So every time we're out someplace where they sell it, because we take it pretty often, we always buy whatever the maximum limit is. I go through the line and buy some. My wife goes through and buys some. Mm-hmm. And we were at the Walmart, and I was, for educational purposes, I was explaining to my son, who's 15, I was saying, you know, this stuff, if they would just make it legal... We wouldn't have to go through all this stuff, and people could buy their meth at Walmart. It would be higher quality, more, you know, it wouldn't be of uneven strength. It wouldn't
Correct.
Have impurities in it, and they'd still be meth addicts, but they'd be healthier meth addicts, and it would be cheaper. And then we wouldn't have to go through all of this stuff just to buy headache medicine.
Absolutely.
So we paid for all the stuff, and as we turned around to leave, the pharmacist said in her very best, you know, Walmart greeter voice, she said, as we're walking away, enjoy your meth.
Enjoy your meth?
That's what she said.
So because you were talking about meth, you must be a drug user
was she,
about to manufacture.
Well, no, she was just being humorous about it.
Okay.
She was just, you know, carrying on the conversation.
Yeah, that's cute.
So,
what else
anyway.
Is on your mind tonight, Gordon?
All right, so the reason I was calling in was I think I have basically a free market solution to the problem of the age of consent.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'd love for you to share that with us, so hang on. We're going to get back to Gordon here in moments. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The age of consent, certainly an issue that really gets people riled up. Can young people consent to sexual activity? What's Gordon's solution here in moments? We'll find out. 800-259-9231, and yours as well, if you want to share it with us. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from
CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features that include the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
I'd like to encourage you to try out the new vitamin I've been taking here recently. It's Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. You can get a free week of it and try it out and see how you like it. It's a chewable, which, of course, aids digestion. It includes goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. You can get that free week because all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. Call 800-219-8874. It's 800-219-8874. Choose for Health.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your calls. Gordon is still on the line with us in Illinois. You were saying you had some ideas about age of consent that you wanted to share, so go right ahead.
Okay. The problem that people have with age of consent is that you have to pick some arbitrary number and say, you know, if you're older than this, something's okay. If you're younger, it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, no matter what number you pick, you're going to be eliminating some people who should be able to participate in whatever the activity is. Always yeah. comes up dealing with sex. Could be driving, could be operating some other kind of machinery, working in a store or something.
Absolutely. I mean, if not simply because that as a young person, many people are more developed in some ways, and I don't mean physically, than others. I mean mentally. A young person at age 12 or 13 or 15 or whatever doesn't necessarily have the same level of development mentally as someone else in their peer group. So
exactly.
I think you're right.
So the problem is, you eliminate some people who actually should be allowed to do this, and you also allow some people who shouldn't be allowed. You know, we all know some 20-year-olds who shouldn't be driving, for instance.
Yeah.
So here's my concept. It's a free market kind of a thing. I'm surprised you guys haven't thought of something like it before. And that would be like a card, similar to like a driver's license, except the card basically would say, you know, so-and-so will pick the hot-button topic. So-and-so can have sex. And the card could be made by anybody. It could be issued by anybody. A kid could write it out themselves. They could have their parents write it out. They could have doctors write it out. There could be a company that could make them. Maybe, for instance, a kid could go to the hospital and have a physical exam and a psychological exam, and the hospital would issue the card. And the point of this is, first of all, we got to back up a little bit. If nobody ever finds out that two kids are having sex, some underage person is having sex, if nobody ever finds out about it, it's not an issue that needs to be dealt with.
Okay? Which is probably how it is most of the time. There's probably a whole lot of underage sex going on out there.
That's right. And if nobody hears about it, it doesn't have to be dealt with by any kind of a system. The problem comes when somebody finds out about it, either because maybe one of the participants was coerced in some way, or because there's a busybody who lives next door and finds a crack in the Venetian blinds that they can see through.
Yeah, they just found it.
Somehow, yeah, they just happened to find that.
Right.
When this comes to light, basically we have a situation where somebody has complained. They said these two people were having sex. They shouldn't be because one of them is too young and or the other one is too old. You know, so then we'd have, in a free market, we'd have an arbitrator. And the arbitrator could say, well, do these people have permission? Are they qualified to be doing this? And they could bring out their sex cards, as it were. Okay?
Well, I mean, if you can make up your own sex card, then it's the same as basically having the young person say, hey, thanks for the concern, I'm just fine, right? I mean, it's the same thing.
And the arbitrator in this situation can look at the sex card and look at the source of the sex card and the reputation of that source and decide how much weight to give that. You know, if you have, let's pick a really creepy scenario, if you've got a 40-year-old guy and a 12-year-old girl, and the girl wrote out the sex card herself in crayon on the back of a Denny's placemat, the arbitrator's probably not going to give that a lot of consideration. But if she has something from a hospital that says she's been physically examined and found to be physically capable, she's been mentally examined and found to have the mental abilities to make appropriate decisions, then the arbitrator is going to look at that and say, you know what, it's okay for her to be doing this.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, Gordon, I think you're pretty close to probably what the market might come up with. I mean, again, if it's going to be the person who was actually harmed, the 12-year-old girl, that's going to decide, you know what, he tricked me and I didn't know any better, so I'm going to take this guy to arbitration in the first place. It wouldn't be this arbitrary organization of the state.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're 40 years old and going after somebody that's 12, you got to think there's probably a pretty good chance that, you know, this may not turn out so well down the road. And not going through the step of making sure, have you been checked out or tested by some, private independent organization, that would put an extra layer of safety there.
And there have been, you know, situations, a fairly famous one, that school teacher, Letourneau, who was getting it on with one of her students,
yep.
And she went to jail for, I think, a couple of years, and then when she got out, the two of them got married.
Yeah, they sure did.
Last I heard, they were still together.
Wait, well, didn't she VOP first or something like that by getting together with him after she got out?
I think, something happened, but, I mean, once she was legally clear of it, and then he was above the arbitrary age of consent, they went back and got hitched.
They really did love each other. How about that?
It would appear that relationship at least seems to be healthy.
Well observed, Gordon. Thank you for the call tonight.
I wouldn't go that far, Gordon.
Well, how do you know, Mark? I mean, how do you know?
He said it appears to be healthy.
It does appear to be healthy. What is unhealthy about this? I mean, they cared about each other so much that he waited the 7 years or whatever it was that she was put in a jail cell. He turned from 14 to 21, and they decided to continue the relationship after the fact. I mean, that seems pretty
healthy.
Seems to be a pretty good relationship.
Be together with the person that you met when you were 14? I mean, that sounds unusual.
There are some stories.
Society.
Well, maybe it's unusual, Mark, but that doesn't mean it's unhealthy. I think there's a big difference there.
The statement was that it appears to be healthy.
Doesn't seem to be anything unhealthy about it.
Unusual doesn't necessarily appear to be healthy, right? Things that are unusual would appear to be
unhealthy. I would not draw
unusual
a connection.
In today's society, but 100 years ago, this was happening all the time.
Sure it was. Absolutely.
So you're saying that kids are stupider nowadays and can't make decisions for themselves?
No, I would say that a sane person, by the definition, is going to avoid trouble. And, you should avoid trouble.
You should bow down to the government. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, that's sanity, Mark, is to to put your head down and to go along to get along. I don't think that's sanity, because that's why we're here where we are today. It's that obedient attitude is why the society is the way it is.
I think today we have the luxury of not getting married at 14, of not getting into a relationship.
Absolutely.
And waiting until you're 20, 30, whenever. But, years ago they didn't have that. So who's to say, though, it's wrong?
It just all looks freaky to me.
Therefore,
it doesn't look healthy.
Okay. You can be weirded out about it, but
nothing unhealthy is just because it's unusual to you, Mark, doesn't mean that it's unhealthy. I think we've pretty much established that. And I'd like to bring up that we've talked about this age of consent thing a number of times in the past. And what I find the most persuasive on this is when someone calls in to say, "Hey, I'm 30 years old now, and when I met my husband, I was 15. And we're still together."
Sure.
And we've got a kid, and everything is great, and things are fine. So that is there are examples out there people that did meet when they were very young, and one of them was twice the age of the other person, and they're still together happily today. So I don't know how many of those examples there are, but I know that we've talked about this issue, and we have enough listeners out there to where someone has called in a few times, different people have called in a few times to tell us that exact same story, that they're still together with the older man or the older woman that they met when they were a teenager.
That story isn't the same as the Letourneau case. Like, the Letourneau case has got a lot more bumps in the road.
She was his teacher. Okay, so they met at school. These other people met, I don't know, on the internet or something like that.
Yeah, I think that power, situation that comes with a teacher, also unhealthy.
Oh, man. We're coming back with more. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. We have over 450,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the age of consent. I'm going to get back to your phone calls here in just a moment, but I wanted to rebut something that you had mentioned, Mark, and you were talking about. We were talking about the Mary Kay Letourneau situation, which, for those that don't know, Mary Kay Letourneau was a teacher who had been involved with one of her students. At the time, he was 13 years old. This was in the 1990s. She was sentenced to prison. And after she got out, they got back together. They've got two children together. They're still together today, from all indicators. And they're happy, apparently. In fact, the latest news is that they apparently got together and have hosted several Hot for Teacher Night promotions at a Seattle nightclub.
Which is funny.
Where Mary Kay hosts the event and her husband, Vili, is performing as a DJ. So, they're milking it for whatever it's worth, I guess. It got him a bar gig. Mm-hmm. And what you had said was, well, you believe that she has power over him, and the whole teacher-student relationship. He was 13. She was I don't know how old she was at the time, but she was definitely old enough to be his teacher. And you're saying that she can exercise some sort of power over him as a student?
Well, right? I think that it's a superior versus an inferior relationship. I don't know that one has. One has certain level of power as a teacher. Sure, yes.
What, to give him bad grades or something like that?
Send him to the principal and punish him.
Yeah, that's nothing compared to the power he has as the student in that particular role, as someone who can ruin her career should he choose to do. One class, getting a bad grade in one class, is nothing compared to destroying this woman's career.
Sure. Knowledge is power, though, and one has to know that one can enact that. And
oh, come on now. You don't think that, for instance, these young teenage girls don't realize they have that kind of power over an older man teacher in that situation? You think they're that naive to their influence?
Certainly that can happen. There's no doubt
about it. I can tell you,
if
Julia was sitting right here tonight, she would be able to tell you she knew absolutely what she was doing when it came to her sexual activities. She may not have known, all the ins and outs of how it all worked, but she certainly knew what level of control that she had over those sorts of things.
Yeah, I get that. absolutely. It doesn't change the fact that the statement was whether or not it's healthy. And you pointed out that Lively, what's his name here?
The gentleman?
Yeah, the young man.
Oh, boy. Vili.
Vili, you know, besides Ms. Letourneau going to jail, twice for this instance, Vili's been arrested for drunk driving. You know, it's just, it doesn't have that healthy ring to it. I'm sorry. That was the only statement I made, is that I don't find this to be particularly healthy.
Yeah, I understand that. A lot of people have gotten arrested for drunk driving, Mark. Just because somebody gets behind the wheel of a car when they've had a few too many beers doesn't necessarily mean they're unhealthy. They might have made a mistake.
Absolutely.
So I think you're reading a whole lot in there. All I'm telling you is it's absolutely possible for people to get together with someone who's older than they are, someone of the opposite sex or same sex or whatever, that's older than they are, and have a healthy relationship.
That was teaching them penmanship. Sure, sure.
Yeah, just look at Hugh Hefner. Come on.
You know, Hugh's clearly working the system for himself, that much is clear, instead of messing with girls that are 13, like this, you know, individuals that are 13, like this woman did. He messes with them when they are 18. I'm not saying that I think that the system is good. The only statement that I made was this doesn't appear to be smack of healthiness all over it, this particular relationship.
Let's go to your phone calls. Osborne is in Ohio, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Osborne.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hey, I was going to sit on this for a couple of days because I'm a little riled up about it, but the topic came up earlier in the hour about legal and illegal drugs.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to tell you a little story about my 16-year-old brother. A couple of weeks ago, was busted for marijuana.
Oh, boy.
And even though I've many times shown him the Never Get Busted videos and talked to him about how to deal with police, he was stopped walking down the street with two of his friends because, or presumably because, one of them was black and one of them was Hispanic.
I see.
And, of course, they allowed themselves to be searched.
Oh, dear.
And the contraband was found. They were arrested. It was a big nightmare. They had a court date. I don't know what happened to the other kids, but my brother got off with a probation, but one of the terms of the probation was that for 18 months, supposedly, has to submit to random drug testing.
Oh, that's awful.
And if he gets busted again, he'll be locked in a cage.
Yep, that's how they do it.
So fast forward to today, because he... you know, had the gun pointed at his head with regard to his drugs of choice, he OD'd on cough syrup and antihistamine.
Oh, no.
His mother found him in a coma, convulsing on the floor, was helicoptered to a hospital. He's been in and out of a coma all day.
Oh, wow.
They have him in restraints. Because when he does come awake, he, you know, thrashes about wildly and tries to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what sort of, you know, poking and prodding they're going to do to him when he finally does come out of the situation.
So he overdosed on off-the-shelf
That's right. Stuff product. You can get at the grocery store or the, you know, pharmacy or what have you.
You know what, Jason, we need? We need laws to prevent kids from getting their hands on Halls.
That's right.
Laws to prevent Dimetapp.
Oh, if we just would have locked him up the first time, this wouldn't have happened. That's what we need. More people in jails. That will solve the problem.
And a comment from the doctor was that he sees this all the time.
Oh, yep. It's so tragic.
The drugs do not kill the children. The prohibition kills the children.
Absolutely. I mean, just because you tell them to stop getting high isn't going to mean that they're going to stop. As you've said here, he otherwise would have likely have just gotten some more marijuana and gotten high off of that and would have been completely safe because no one's ever been killed or overdosed on marijuana. But instead, he went because he couldn't, because he was getting drug tested and marijuana shows up in your system for up to 30 days after you've used it. He went and he probably did his research online and found out that, you know, these off-the-shelf stuff, that doesn't show up in on these drug tests. So, all right, we'll just all go dose up on a bunch of, what was it? What exactly was it that he dosed on? Cough syrup?
I was told cough syrup and antihistamine.
Oh, that's so gross. That is so gross. Drinking a bottle of cough syrup. Can you imagine that?
I've done it.
No, I don't even like taking a little teaspoon.
No, exactly. But that's how badly he wanted to alter his state of consciousness. that he was willing to drink an entire bottle of that stuff.
And, unfortunately, bureaucrats really don't care that they take off the table the most harmless of mind-altering substances out there, which is marijuana, because it is also the most easily tracked. And you know, it doesn't matter to them whether someone's life is ruined or destroyed or whatever. In this case, we've just got to perpetuate this war on drugs that, of course, isn't doing anything. It isn't being successful anyway, except for employing bureaucrats and keeping the black market and dangerous criminals getting well paid for moving drugs around.
My brother was in a drug treatment place in Florida, and some of the kids there were they went outside to the housing unit or whatever that they were in, and they were breaking the lines on the air conditioner the Freon out so that they could huff it out of a bag.
Oh,
that's what these kids are going to do, and you're not going to stop them
when you take away
making it illegal or whatever. They're going to go do something that's more dangerous that you know they can get their hands on, and this is just a stupid, stupid policy.
And now it's struck home, unfortunately, for our friend Jason Osborne. I'm so sorry to hear about this, and I send you my best wishes. I hope he gets better.
Doctor says he should be okay in a day or two.
Wow.
But anyway, that's not going to stop the state from poking him or Child Protective Services from coming in or the probation officer, doing something to him. I mean, who knows what's going to happen now?
Because a life with the state would be so much better for him, a life, in juvie hall or whatever the hell, wherever they would decide to put him would be such an improvement, right?
Yep. Well, I'll be lobbying to take him under my care and bring him out to Keene to hang out with you guys. So
bring him up here. There's lots of weed up here. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean... Thank you, Jason, so much for the call tonight. And it's a tragic story. And as he said, the doctors say they see this stuff all the time. Kids without access to the drugs that would be relatively harmless go off the deep end and start doing stuff like huffing gasoline. I had a friend that had that knew someone who was huffing gasoline in his garage. He didn't even realize it until he went outside, found his friend lying down in the front yard with a gas can nearby. 1-800-259-9231. Get that man some marijuana, stat. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.